Don't worry, I know that I have no career in acting, okay, if you saw that video. Whew, man, Peggy came in, and she's like, Logan, I got this great idea, and I knew. I was like, this is going to stretch me, but it's good. Hey, welcome to Journey. I want to take a moment to personally invite you, or thank you for being here. If this is your first time, maybe you came to Easter and you're back, welcome. My name's Logan. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. And I want to catch you up a little bit on what we've been studying for the last few weeks. We've been in a series called Presence and Power, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit. This is week four, and we've been talking about who the Holy Spirit is, how he operates, how we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And today, we're going to take another crack at that today. So our main text is going to be Romans 12, verses 3 through 8. So if you want to turn to that, you can, or it'll be on the screen with you. If you didn't bring a Bible, I'll read it for us here. It says, "For the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same functions, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." So today we are going to maybe address one of the elephants in the room, and we're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And I know for some of us, when I say that in a room this size, we're like, what the heck are you talking about, Logan? But there's some of us, when I say gifts of the Spirit, maybe we have a lot of experience with that, or maybe we're like, oh, what is he going to do? You know, like, what's today going to be about? But I want us to faithfully engage this, because what's interesting is we just read this in our Bible reading plan. Some of you guys might recognize that. We just went through Romans. So you maybe ran across this. And I know that as a church, we want to be a church that engages the hard conversations and things that maybe don't always make a ton of sense. We don't want to be a church that shies away from those things, but ones that engage it. And so today we're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And it's one of those things that it could be a hot topic issue for some. Or maybe you're new to it, and I just want us to kind of enter this maybe with some fresh eyes. So if you would, I'm going to pray for us that the Holy Spirit would do that we could kind of open this with some, or have this with some open hands. Is that okay? All right, so let's pray. Lord, would you guide our time together? Would you guide our time in the Word? Lord, would your words speak clearly to us? And Lord, I just pray that each one of us in our own way, we can bring whatever our perspectives and our beliefs and, man, even our apprehensions at times, Lord, and will we just kind of lay them at the feet of you, Jesus, and just say, Lord, we want you to change us, shape us. I want to look more like you when I leave here. So, Lord, we need to do that. And so, Lord, I bring my own beliefs and convictions, and I bring them to your feet and say, Lord, have your way. So, Lord, that's what our prayer is today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So this, I need to preface a few things. This is like a whole week's worth of seminary, and I got 30 minutes, okay? And I have less than 30 minutes, so I got to go, okay? So we're going to hit the ground running. There's going to be lots of verses, Bible verses. If you, I won't talk too fast, because I know when I do, then my West Virginia accent comes out even faster, and I'll lose everybody. And they'll be like, Logan's speaking in tongues. It's happening right here in front of us. But what I want to do is really just try to give you a compelling case, but I cannot cover everything, okay? It is going to be an overview, but there's tons of things that you can, I want hopefully this conversation to happen, continue in your small groups and those you're walking in faith with, okay? So I cannot talk about everything, but I will do my best to try to lay it out. So this is your Gifts of the Spirit 101 course. Are you guys ready? Okay, Gifts of the Spirit 101. If you're taking notes, you can write them or take pictures. First one, you ready? We all have gifts. We all have gifts. We all have gifts. All right. If you go back to that Romans passage right there in verse 6, it says this: we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us, right? We, all of us, he's talking to the church. Journey Church, we all have different gifts according to the grace which God given us. I love that language of the grace by which God's given us, because it's Paul saying, hey, I don't really fully understand this, but God gives us, and it's by God's grace that he's given us these things. and we need to use them, right? He says, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy. If it's serving, serve. If it's teaching, teach. If it's to encourage, encourage. If it's to give, then give generously. If it's to lead, lead diligently. Show mercy, do it cheerfully, right? He's basically saying, use what you got. Whatever God's gifted at, you use that, okay? But Paul's saying, use your gift. We all have gifts. Now, that is not the only set of gifts in Scripture. There's a lot of gifts throughout Scripture. And so I did a little homework for you. I prepped it for you. And I made, well, I didn't make the chart. Kevin made the chart. But we made this chart for you that might be a little bit helpful, okay? And so these are some of the gifts, okay? A couple things to preface this. This is not exhaustive. There are other gifts of the Spirit, but here are some that we might be highlighting today in the passages we're going to go over. I don't have time to dive into all of these. Again, I know that in a room this size, there's some people in this room that you're like, I don't know what all these mean, and that's okay. There's some of us that there's things on this list that maybe you're like, miracles and healing, and man, that makes me uncomfortable, or I don't know how to engage that, and that's okay too. Because if I believe that God wants to illuminate these things for us. And so this is not exhaustive, but this is kind of, again, if we're doing 101, this is a survey course, and I want to bring those things, which means you might need to take 102, okay? Which is another day. But those are also the references there, okay? So if you're like, Logan, where are you pulling this from? I would encourage you to look at Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, Ephesians 4, and I believe 1 Peter 4, okay? So You can do your research there as well, but we're going to cover a lot of these today. So we all have gifts. We all have these different giftings. It seems that God gives them by his grace. We don't get to determine those exactly. And so that's our first point. We still hanging with me? All right, great. Number two, they are essential. For the health of the church. Health of, I'm going to run out of board. I can make it. There it is. Boom. They're essential. They're essential for the health of the church. Romans 12, verse 4, he says this, for just as each one of us has one body with many members, these members do not have all the same function, right? So just talking about the parts of our body. We have different parts of our body. They don't have the same function. They do different things. So in Christ, we, though many, we form one body of Christ, and each member belongs to all the others. So we all matter. We each have individual gifts, and they're all essential. There's not one person in this room that is, or online, that is less essential than the other. Not because I'm standing on a stage, am I more essential than you? No, I have certain giftings, you have certain giftings, but all of our giftings are essential for us to be healthy in this body. In 1 Peter 4, he says it this way, each of you should use whatever gift you have received. Why and for what purpose? To serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace. There's that language again, as faithful stewards of God's grace. The gift, if it's be given something, we need to steward it well. And we're given it, why? Did we hear this language there? To serve, right? So we're to serve one another with our gifts. They're not just to be like Jedi mind tricks or the Force and, you know, pulling, these are not the droids you're looking for, that kind of thing. That's not what we're talking about. They're for the encouragement and serving of one another. In Ephesians 4, Paul says it this way, so Christ himself gave apostles and prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. Why? To equip his people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Right? So we have to serve, to build, to equip. Right? So you start to see this language as it's building on each other, that these gifts in different ways, in the manifestations of the Spirit, they're meant to encourage one another, to serve one another, right? And you can see that list, encouragement, service, hospitality, maybe it's discernment, maybe it is one of the more miraculous gifts. Each of them has a part to play. In 1 Corinthians, Paul probably does his most extensive conversation around the gifts, and it's from chapter 12 to chapter 14, and we're not going to read all that today, okay? That's a lot, but I would encourage you to read it. It's actually coming up in your Bible reading plan, I think this week. So if you want to, it's going to be right there. You can engage this, and so I was hoping to prep you for this. So in verse 4, it says it this way, and I'll read it with you guys. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, says, there are different types of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone is the same God at work. Really, really powerful passage. And here it says in verse 7, it says, Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. That's another thing. It's for the common good here, right? So the one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, another prophecy, another distinguishing between spirits, another speaking in different types of tongues, and still another interpretation of tongues. And all of these are the work of the one and same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines. Big passage. Paul makes it really clear. God gives out these gifts. He determines who gets them. It ain't about me who gets to determine them. And if that makes us uncomfortable, some of those things are on our list. I know they probably make us a little uncomfortable because you're like, man, how does that fully work out? Prophesying in tongues and, man, I mean, discernment and gifts. And, man, what does that all mean? And I don't always know what all that means exactly. I will say that. I don't have all the gifts. No one actually has all the gifts. It was Jesus alone had all the gifts. He's the most gifted of all of us. But each of us does have gifts, and they're essential. And we don't get to determine who, oh, that one's not important, and that one, oh, I don't want to throw that one away. I would encourage you to take a longer gaze at Scripture. Take that up with Paul is what I'm trying to say. Don't take that up with me. Let Paul, because he says he distributes it to him. It seems like God does that. And I think there's something there. I want us to have some curiosity around that today. So one of the things we say with youth a lot, it's when Kayla and I started figuring out we wanted to be in youth ministry and what that looked like. Kayla came up with this phrase, and it was, it's better when you're here. And she came up with that from like day one when we were pastoring in Denver. And it just kind of became our mantra, and it's on the back of our t-shirts and stickers and all kinds of stuff. And it's not just some cool slogan or I just think it's a great idea because Kayla came up with it. We really believe that, right? And it's really rooted in a core value of ours right from Genesis 1. We're all made in God's image. And we believe every one of the students, they're made in God's image. And if that's true, if that is true, friends, then that means that I should be curious about how God has hardwired each and every one of those students, right? That each one of them has unique gifts and talents and abilities, weaknesses, strengths. And you know what? I get to experience a little piece of who God is by being curious about who that person is, right? And the same, that doesn't just go for students. That goes for this whole room. That's why we're not just saying, oh, it's barren here because the room's full and all that fun stuff. No, it's actually because God has gifted you specifically. And Lord, and guys, the church needs you. The church needs you, not just to sit here, but to be engaged in that we can be part, because we all have a part to play in serving, building, and equipping one another as we grow in maturity of Christ. We're not meant just to sit around and just have me talk to you. That isn't what we're here to do. We're meant to be going, God, how have you wired me? How have you gifted me? What part do I have to play in your redemption plan here in Bozeman and around the world? Every single person has a gifting that is a part of that puzzle, right? So that's where we're at. Paul goes on to continue this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He has this beautiful example of the body, and just for the sake of time, we're going to just skip that today, but because I have another illustration, and we're going to land the plane there. But in verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 12, he says this, "Now you are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it." I want you to hear that. Every person in this room, every person online, you are a part of the body of Christ, Journey Church. Each one of you has a part of it. And God has placed in the church apostles and prophets and third teachers and miracles, gifts of healing and helping and of guidance and of different kinds of tongues. And I love this kind of like hypothetical that Paul uses. He says, but are all apostles, are all prophets, and are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Well, it's obvious it would have been like, well, no, obviously we don't all have the same giftings. But now eagerly desire the greater gifts. And he says, and yet I will show you the most excellent way and why. Right? This is amazing. So what is that more excellent way? If you pick up in the beginning of chapter 13, it says this. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith that can move mountains but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. So Paul makes it really clear that we all have giftings, and each one of you has giftings, but you don't just walk around and be like, this is my gifting. This is the most important thing about me, right? That'd be kind of weird, you know? We don't just be like, hey, I'm Logan. I'm the discerner. Great to meet you. You know, like that'd be super weird. If someone does that, we also have a rule in youth saying, don't make it weird. And that's weird right there. We don't just like walk around with our gifts and like kind of like strut about them, right? But if I just say, but I also don't, he says, I don't have all the gifts. I don't have every gift. And so is everybody supposed to be the same way? No. And that's good. That's a good thing. But I don't get to just negate other giftings. But he wraps this all up in this language of love because he's like, this is a non-negotiable. Like you can have all the gifts and all the talents and all the spiritual knowings of the world. But if you don't love people well, it's for nothing. It's for nothing. Because we've missed scripture. We've missed who Jesus was, where he was the most gifted individual. He prophesied, healed people, miraculous wonders, knew things about people he shouldn't have been able to know. But yet he spent time with the least of these. He didn't lord that over anyone. And so friends, we have the same model for us. Are we using our gifts for the glory of God, however we're wired, however they manifest, or are we using them to shun others or rule over? And so my last point of the gifts of the Spirit 101, which kind of looks like 107, so I'm sorry about that, is we are responsible for how we handle them. We're responsible for how we use them. We use our gifts. We're responsible. I had this professor in seminary, made a big impact on me, and he was talking about pastoring and how to be a pastor, and he said, Logan, you know, pastoring at the end of the day, he says, you know, it's some level of influence. He says it's always temporary, and you're always going to be accountable. And I thought about that, and that like got deep in me. Got deep in me, man, hey, it is influence at some level. You guys have entrusted me with influence around the kids and up here, and it's temporary. I don't get to be up here forever, and I will be accountable. And friends, I will be accountable for the gifts that God's given me, but you as well will be, you'll be held accountable for the gifts God's given you. It's a reality. It's a truth. Like, God has given you gifts that are for his glory and for those around you, those in your neighborhood and your workplace. And we will stand before God someday, and actually, he's going to say, "How did you use the time I gave you and the gifts I gave you?" I can't answer that question for you, but I know that I will before the Lord, and I want to give a good answer, and I hope you do too. But I'm responsible for how I use them. I can't just be like, "Well, God, I didn't really understand, and life got busy, so I just like didn't deal with it." Like, you know, that might be an answer, or maybe I could be like, "Well, I didn't really understand it, and I thought it was weird, so I just threw it out." Or, oh God, I don't know, I just actually used it for my own benefit. Or those are different answers, and I don't want to give any of those answers to God. I want to say, God, this is humbly, man, Lord, this is what you've given me, and to the best of my ability, to being as faithful to scripture as I could be, this is how I used them, and I hope it did something for your name, for your kingdom. And I know there's a lot of you in this room and watching online, that's your prayer too. And there's some of us who have just begun to walk with Jesus, and you're going, man, I have a part to play in this, and that like blows our minds, but yes. God, for craziest thing is he invites us into his redemption plan in this world. It's not that he actually said, remember we talked about this before, he actually says, it's actually better that I leave and leave the Holy Spirit with you because you'll do greater things than me. That still blows my mind. I every day I wake up and I'm like, I can't do better than Jesus. Like that's a big ask, but I can't. But with the Holy Spirit's help in my life and his guiding, I get to be a tangible piece. But you see how many there was, I mean, one Jesus and look how many people are here. Look how much influence we can have around Bozeman in the area if we just actually walk in our giftings and don't be scared of them, okay? But we do need to be responsible for them, okay? Okay, that was a lot. Thanks for hanging in there. That's all the theology lesson today. Ready? Okay, you're good. Everybody good? No one drooling out there? Okay, we're good. So I got an illustration that might help. I'm closing on a house on Wednesday, so I'm like in DIY renovation mode, okay? So... all right, the table made it. We're good. Okay. I was out in my garage, cleaning out my tools, getting ready. And I was like, and it was one of those moments, I'm like, Holy Spirit, thank you. This makes sense, at least to me. So I hope this makes sense to you. So I was getting ready and I want to talk about how to make this real practical, okay? I've talked a lot about our gifts of the Spirit and I think this might help us. So this is my tool bag. This was gifted by I inherited this from my father-in-law. I didn't buy all these tools. Some of these I inherited, right? These are things that were given to me, just like our gifts that were given by our Heavenly Father, right? So I'm responsible for how I use these, but also taking care of them and stuff like that, right? So in here, I got level. Do a pop quiz at the end. I got a speed square here. I got a tape measure. That's in handy. I got an impact gun right here. Man, I'm going to run out of the table, but that's okay. And I have like 6 hammers. So if anybody needs a hammer, I got you, okay? I don't know why I have so many here. So in case, you know what this is I have renovations, and if anybody wants to come help me, I have a couple extra hammers, okay? I got some drill bits. I got some vices and stuff in here. So in my project, I've already laid it out. I need all these tools, right? I need all of them. I will need every one of these tools at some level, at some degree, right? Every one of us have giftings. All of them are important, right? I can't just go and say, this is the only one I need. I'm good to go. I got everything. Because at some point, I'm going to need to hammer something unless I use the back end of it, which is probably not really helpful. Or some of you guys probably have a handy tool trick that you're going to teach me. That's great. But these all have certain purposes, and they're really good at their purpose, right? This is really good for screwing things. This is really good in things for being accurate measurements. This is how I can stay square. If you guys know, I'm helping some people out. They're like, I'm writing these down. This is good. But there's so many tools here that I need. I need them for all my projects. I will need each one of them in some different level. I also need to know how to use them, but I can't just go and say, this is the most important. This is the one thing I need. Right? Now, this is really important, but it needs to be in cognizant, kind of working together, right? Congruent with all these. Friends, our gifts, they work together. We need every single person, right? We need all these. And stuff goes awry when I start using gifts for weird purposes, right? If this ain't going to work if I'm like, all right, man, I'm ready to, let's cut this wall out. And I start pulling this tape measure. I'll be like, what? What is this guy doing? His house is going to fall apart, right? But I think that's what happens sometimes in churches, sometimes where we just start saying, this is the only gift that matters. Or this is the one I'm really comfortable with. So this is all I'm going to use, right? And I'm not even going to be curious about anything else. And I wonder if what God's asking us to do is to be curious about things. Because I think what's happening, you're like, I don't know what this thing does. So I'm just going to throw it out. And I think that happens with the gifts sometimes, right? We go, there's some things not list that I don't really fully understand, and they get a little awkward, so I'm just going to act like they're not there. I don't want to be a church. I know that we don't want to be a church that just ignores things in Scripture, right? Or we say, oh, well, I don't know what that is, so we're just going to build a whole theology around, like, that's not important anymore, right? No, maybe there's a curiosity that God wants to invite us into how do these, and they need to be used correctly. Hear me out. And it's good I have 4 hammers. It's good that we have multiples of things. But I need more than just 4 hammers. We don't need just one gift and highlight the most. And what's interesting about the hammer too, which I found interesting, is a hammer you can use to build things up, but you can also use it to tear things down. And so friends, I want to just make a moment and say that if you have been hurt by those in any way, by neglect of gifts or those who've maybe lorded those gifts over you in some way, I'm sorry, because we are responsible for how we use our gifts. And if someone has used that as a weapon against you, I'm really sorry. And that's not okay. And as a pastor, I'm sorry for that. And you'd be like, well, Logan, you didn't do it, or Journey didn't. It doesn't matter. Because you know what? As someone who has to stand here and uses like somewhat of a level of teaching, I'm gonna be responsible for that, right? So I wanna do that well. I wanna use my hammer correctly. And so friends, we need to learn how to use our tools that God's given us clearly and for edifying and building each other up, not as weapons and not neglect. Because I think for some of us, we just go, you know what? That's going to take too much time and I don't want to deal with it. So I'm just going to put this tool back aside and I'll just go at it alone. But what Bob has made really clear in the first week is that we need the Holy Spirit's help to walk this life of faith with Jesus. If not, we're going at it alone without power. So how does this play out for us? I got one last little illustration for you guys, and I'll get you guys out here early. So this is our homework for this week. We're gonna put that chart back up on there. And I just wanna ask a quick question. So we've laid these out. These are the different tools. We need each one of them. Each one of them has a part to play. Each one of them is important at different levels. They need to be used healthily and for the right reasons. But here's your homework. I gotta believe in this a room this size that some of us were actually kind of more curious. And so I have the question for you. What gifts might you have? What gifts might you have? Maybe it's someone on this list. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something you're curious about. You're like, you know what? I don't even know what that even means, and I'm gonna do a little research about it. I'm gonna ask my pastor. I'm gonna ask my small group leader. I'm asking for us to be a little curious about it because I don't want us just to throw these out and say, I don't know how to use this, so it must not be important, and just throw it away. Maybe God has hardwired you in a way that maybe you don't even know what your gifting is. There's a lady back in my hometown. Her name's Debbie Mitchum. She talks faster than me. Man, she's the most hospitable person I know. You walk in her house, I guarantee you right now, Back Creek Valley, West Virginia, there's a 5-gallon Gatorade pitcher of sweet tea ready to rock and roll. And she's just hoping someone would show up. Just hoping someone would show up, you know what I mean? And she has the gift of hospitality. For that whole list on there, I know for every example of someone using them poorly, I know of personal people who have used them well and are by the grace of God. Because it's the grace of God. It's a gift from by the grace of God that we're given. And so let's not let our fear or inhibitions or I don't know what that prophecy, it freaks me out. Just, it's okay. Lord, we can work through that. They can be used well, and I know people who do. They use them well, and they're thoughtful, and they do it for these reasons. And I believe that some of us, this might be the first time we're even investigating that, and I believe that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to highlight these things. That the gift is not the most important thing about you, but it's something how God's wired you. So what is your gift? And lastly, the second question we need to ask is, who can help me discern my gift? Because see, this is what I know too about your gift is when I talk to people about their gifts is, sometimes they think it's like natural. It's like, well, yeah, just you serve people. That's what you do, you know? And you're like, dude, you're like a superhero at serving. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get tired. Like, for some people, like my wife, she has a gift of discernment. Like, she just has, doesn't mean she's always right or everything. Like, she doesn't like have all the answers, but she just like has a wisdom about her that I'm like, Kayla, I want to know your thoughts on this. And there's a piece of God about it. There's other people who have just said words in my life. There's things that I can't explain. There's people, I mean, I've had injuries that have healed. I mean, there's too much in my life that I just can't be like, man, that, people say, why do you follow Jesus, Logan? Did you always win pastor? I'm like, there's just too much stories in my life that just don't add up. And God has done, moved in mighty ways. And so I'm open to these, and I hope that you'd be open to them as well. And that, man, what would it look like as a church if we were able to operate how God's wired us? Not trying to be someone else we're not, but what is a curiosity? And so maybe you need someone to help you discern these things. Who's someone that you trust? Who's maybe I would encourage you, is it a small group leader? What if as a church we went this week and we said, man, God, how have you wired us and how have you made us? And maybe I would say, hey, I see this in you, man. I see this as, man, you do this so well and you might not even recognize that about yourself. If it not, if you're small group, give us a call at the office, man, I'll buy you a cup of coffee. We'll talk about it. I don't know everything about you, but I'll pray with you. We can begin to discern how God has wired you. Is that okay, friends? Great. Will you pray with me as we close? Close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we just need you. We need you to speak to us, to guide us. Lord, I know that none of us want to stay where we're at. We all have steps of faith to take with you. And so, God, I just pray for this morning as we engage this, as we begin to have this conversation around the gifts, Lord, that it doesn't need to be something we're scared of. It's how you wired us. And Lord, I just pray for curiosity in this room and those watching online, Lord, that we would just say, man, God, that we would not come at this with like apprehension, but say, Lord, I want to see what you've put in my tool bag. I want to see how you've gifted me. And Lord, I want to know how to use them well. And Lord, I need your discernment. I need your guidance. I need to know the word and the parameters in which you want me to use these gifts, but Lord, but we would not be scared of you in your presence, in your power. So Lord, I pray for my friends in this room that they would engage that this week, that they would find someone to walk alongside them and discern these gifts and these talents that they've been given, and they'd be used them for your glory and yours alone. In Jesus' name, amen.